这个慢慢慢慢，这两天也没那什么了，这个要不换？Hello, how are you doing? Who am I speaking to, may I ask? Giseleko. Is it possible to speak to Rakash, I believe?
We'll have this Razak here.
Yes, that's correct.
May I ask who's calling, please? I'll go and check if he's here.
It's Mr. Cordell calling, Simon Cordell.
Okay, I'll give me 1 second, okay?
Okay, thank you. Hello, how are you doing?
I'm okay. These recordings you've got, I need to really get them from you. Can you bring them in?
May I ask if you can be a bit more precise to what recordings you want? The recordings from the beginning of everything happening, from when Lemmy first started to... Because what I explained to you... May I speak, please? And then I will listen. I'm very courteous and I'm a very polite person. I'd just like to explain that in the interview, when we was together, yeah, that I had my solicitor present and my appropriate adult, and on, if you listen to that interview, I explained to you that Lemmy has been attempting to murder me. He's in breach of his statutory duties. He's acting as a reckless person, yeah, with tort. He's a breach of fair process and play, yeah, and he's acting in joint circular of malfeasance of public office. Yeah, if you check the laws, malfeasance of public office is a 25-year sentence. If you grade priority your grade and issues of your caseload, you'll understand that if I said to you that I'm that a person's being raped, and I understand that a girl's being raped or something, or a person's being raped, that you would have to take that up as a line of investigation, being a police officer. Yeah. So now I'm explaining to you that I'm the person that got raped by these people. Yeah, when they were at work and they've abused their position. Now, if you listen to me very carefully, the company that you represent, the Metropolitan Police, yeah, falsified an ASBO, like I explained, and it's got no signatures at the bottom of the MG11 forms. Now, Lemmy has acted in joint circular with them Metropolitan Police officers in trying to get me put away. And I'm very concerned that you might be acting in a biased manner also in me explaining to you what he's doing. Now, he's put 3 emergency applications through, yeah, through the courts since the first application was forged. Now, every single one of them applications I have documented to a T and put in a daily diary, yeah. Now, I'm happy to give you a copy of this diary and every audio that I've ever had with Lemmy. I explained to Lemmy what he was doing. And the other day, when you released me back to the police from the police station, I come back home. Like I explained to you, this other injunction that you... and I'll go through the injunction in a second. I sat in my house for 5 seconds, started writing my defence again, and I started to get physically assaulted badly in my house again. Yeah, they started banging and banging. Now, I explained in my normal voice, which I believe my neighbours can hear because of the soundproofing issues, that this is illegal what they're doing to me. They're chasing me in my bathroom, banging above me in my bathroom. They're chasing me in my kitchen. In my bathroom and kitchen, you don't need carpet laid. Yeah, they have underlay flooring. So now, this here is going to be putting evidence towards what is happening. Now, if you would like me to sit down with you, I'd be more than happy to do that. I think that you should go through my solicitor also if you're going to be requesting information. If you want audio from me, yeah, or anything, I'm happy to give you that audio. I explained that to you in the beginning, but you decided to use a Section 18 abuse of position to come into my property to obtain my legal defence. Yeah, when it has no submission, your case should have been built from the victims and from what you was doing. Yeah, you're not looking for a hammer or a weapon. Yeah, under the Section 18, the sergeant has to sign that. Yeah, now I'm asking you. I'm telling you, I've got all the call centres and I've got everything from the day dot that this started, these problems started, and I've got my partner would like to come as well, Shannon, who would come and she would sit down and do a statement. Me and Shannon have never argued. A sex scandal has been brought into mine and Shannon's name, and Ed Sheeran, who is in charge of media communications for the Metropolitan Police, is the person that has done this. He's breached my DPA personal data under the 1998. You keep using doctors to try to take me away under the Mental Health Act, and they've checked me over 136 times. Them doctors have had days with me now since I've been in this house, and I've refused to leave this house. Yeah, since the first ASBO got forged, yeah. Now, what my problem is, that every time them doctors have said to me that there's not a problem with me, they've looked at these case papers and they said that I need to pick this up with yous lot and with the rest, yeah. If you listen to the audio of the interview very carefully, yeah, you'd understand the problems that we have here. Yeah, now, Sally Gilhurst, she's your legal executive director for your country. So your paperwork, if you're going to serve your paperwork to anybody, you have to go through Scotland Yard. Now, Scotland Yard, that Hugh Gills was the legal director of his own company. Now he's been made the account attorney general, so he's in charge of all the accounts in One Kembleham Road. Yeah, he was in charge of Sally Gilhurst when she falsified these paperworks. On the third page of the ASBO, she was asked in 2016, this was from 14, can you please declare what is hearsay and what is not hearsay in this case? She put every copper down as hearsay, and then she put resident one, Eric Baker, resident two, PC Anderson, whatever, resident three. Now she knew when she was doing that she didn't have no members of the public signatures. I keep requesting for the PNB books, and the PNB books seem to have been destroyed. That's illegal for 25 years under counter office rules, NSIR, and under every other rule. Yeah, let the Metropolitan Police Force set out to preserve. Yeah. I'm very concerned with what you are doing. This is an attempted murder case against me, yeah? And I have the evidence of every day, and you're just asking for a specific bit of it, and that's making me worried. Yeah, you tried to serve me in a cell when I was in your duty of care, yeah? You come out, yeah, well, after that gentleman, the police officers on the CCTV cameras, I've requested them already, they're being served to me, yeah? Now, when I went into that cell, I was put my fingers in my ears, I'm in your custody, no person is allowed to serve me. Another company coming from out, another body coming into your custody office, bypassing your custody officers and getting to my cell front door while I'm detained in there. Now, them letters are supposed to be served at my front door, yeah, or at my place of work, not while I'm in a police cell, that's entrapment. That's entrapment, yeah? And that company is the same company that served me the paperwork the first time, yeah? If you listen to all the conversations I've got of Lemmy and the conversations I've got of Sally Gilhurst and that, saying that they don't care, yeah? I've got all the call centres saying that I'm a black boy, I've been robbed, there's nothing I can do about it, yeah? And you seem to be acting with it. I'm about to go public very shortly. Hello?
Hello,
well, you've got to understand what you're asking me for. You understand that I've got learning difficulties, that I had an appropriate adult in a cell. You understand that I had an appropriate adult in a cell, yeah? And now, you understood what I told you on the thing. Now, you've come and forced your way into my house afterwards. Yeah, I told you about joint circular. That's good. You grade your priorities.